You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte.
And we welcome Lissa Graham Schneider, who is directing On Golden Pond at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. She's also an associate professor in the Department of Theater at Murray State and the incoming residential college head of Richmond College here. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Very excited about it.
I know you are, and I'm assuming you're pretty excited about this production. It's what I would think of as a dream play.
Oh, it's a wonderful show, and it is one that I've always wanted to do. It's my first time working with Playhouse. I did it one time. I directed out there 18 years ago, so I guess it's my second time working with Playhouse in the Park. So, but it's been quite some time.
You've got some seasoned players in the lead, and you need them for this story. You might remind everyone, or should we assume that listeners think of Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda immediately?
Yeah, I'm sure they do think of that. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. Person playing Norman is Don Fleming, who is a Playhouse favorite, and Pam Gray is playing Ethel. And I don't think she's ever done anything out at Playhouse in the Park before either. She's usually does stuff out at Market House and whatnot.
Wonderful.
So, and Marcy Gardner Edmonds, got to remember that Edmonds, is playing Chelsea, the daughter.
The play was hitting Broadway in the late 70s, and the movie came out in 82, and it won Ernest Thompson an Academy Award for an adaptation of the screenplay. Mm-hmm. Some critics have kind of said it's kind of remarkable that Ernest Thompson wrote this play in that time period of American culture.
Okay. There wasn't a lot of respect given to our senior citizens at that time. It really wasn't until, the late 80s that there was really a move for looking at the rights of the senior citizens in this country. Still something, an issue that we need to address. But that makes sense.
So outline the action.
Okay. Basically, it's about Norman and Ethel. Norman is about to turn 80 years old, and he has never gotten along with his daughter, Chelsea. And he's also a little death obsessed because he's getting to that age. And this is really his last chance to reconnect with his daughter. And Ethel is trying to accommodate that. The problem between he and his daughter is they're very, very similar people.
How do you get that kind of conflict out of actors?
Well, a lot of it is, stuff that we feel and experience every day. I mean, I know I had a contentious relationship with my mother, and some of the actors have had similar experiences in their lives. That being said, we don't try and dredge up, all our old demons and whatnot, but it is something that we can understand, and it's something we can relate to. And also the fear of death. I mean, a lot of us, most of us, can relate to that fear as well.
How do you avoid the play tipping into treacleness, sentimentality?
I remember the very first rehearsal I walked in, and I was like, okay, we're doing On Golden Pond. It's a comedy. Go. And they were like, what? On the front, it says drama. I was like, no, it's a comedy. And where it's going to be dramatic, we'll make it dramatic. But other than that, I want you to treat it like a comedy. Life is funny. Life is, or at least I hope it is, life is funny and ironic and filled with all kinds of bliss. And what I want to show is that these people who are, especially Norman, who's death obsessed, really shouldn't be, because he should be enjoying what he's got right now as opposed to dreading what is coming.
Now the big question. A lot of this action takes place at a lake.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing that?
The movie is very different than the play. In the play, it all takes place in their lake house. So it's a unit set and it's a box set. And you can see the lake outside the window.
Gotcha.
But we never actually go to the lake.
Are there any other particular challenges or wonderful moments you'd like to share about directing so far?
I've just had a really great time being out at Playhouse. They've been extremely warm and extremely inviting, and working with the Playhouse crew. And like I said, I've got some seasoned Playhouse people there, and also bringing in some of my students, because there's two of my students, and actually two alums that I taught are there. So it's a really interesting mix of people, and we've gotten really close. I mean, I feel like we're friends. I think they feel like we're friends, and we all talk about how good a time we're having and how much fun we're having all the time.
The play opens Friday. Are you ready?
Yeah. Well, we haven't done tech yet, so we'll see how that goes. First tech is tonight. But Brett Menchinger, who usually does our set and lights here, is doing that for me because he's a sweetheart. So I assume it'll go well.
We're talking with Lisa Graham Schneider about On Golden Pond at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Should we do the business?
What is the business?
You can get your tickets at Playhouse in the Park.
Yes, you can get your tickets at Playhouse in the Park. I don't know the web address, but you can get them on the web. And I believe you can just call the Playhouse. I don't know how much the tickets are because I try to stay away from money.
They're $8 to $11. Friday, Saturday performances at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2:30 p.m. The run is the 13th through the 15th, the 20th through the 22nd. And it's playhouseinthepark.net, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.